Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
A baker is doing the rounds online after refusing to bake a certain cake for a client.
Can you refuse?
I know, that's what everyone's questioning.
Would you refuse?
I mean, it'd have to be pretty bad for someone to refuse, surely.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What's the cake? I want to know what the cake is. Tell me.
Basically, the husband came in, said, "Hey, look, my wife, she's turning 50. I'd love to make her this cake. Can you make it? Maybe even a couple of them." Then the baker looked at it and said, "No, I'm not making that." And he's like, "Come on." And she's like, "No, it's rude. How dare you get anyone to make that cake?"
Really?
Yep, really.
Now, was it a joke cake? Or was it what,
was
what
a joke cake.
Okay.
So basically, he requested a coffin-shaped birthday cake along with some dead roses to symbolise his partner was getting very old. I know, great. Gold.
Hilarious.
Why would you not say yes to that?
I feel like maybe they don't have a sense of humour.
Right?
Yeah, that's funny.
But then I was thinking, everyone must have a memorable cake.
Yeah. No, can I just go back to the story just quickly? Yeah. Because what if it was the fact that they didn't want to offend someone. Mm. What if someone was like, my best mate's scared of Elmo.
Yeah.
Got to get him an Elmo cake for his birthday. Would they then refuse to make that?
Yeah, see?
Can of worms.
See, yeah, it's a hard situation. Mm. But do you have a favourite cake, Beck? Thinking back to your childhood, was it one your mum made you and you're like, man, she put so much effort into that.
So
it was actually brilliant.
I've got a couple of cake memories, actually.
Okay, shoot away.
Well, cakes are very important in my household. Like, my kids choose their cake like the year before their birthday. Well, about what kind of cake they want.
This shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah. We always talk about birthday cakes and what we're going to have. So they're a big deal in my house.
Yeah.
So I have many cake memories. For my first...
Favourite. All-time
favourite.
Oh, no,
favorite. I can't choose my favourite cake memory because when I was one, my mum made me that classic doll cake where it's like a dome-shaped cake with
the
doll in the top. So that was my first ever birthday cake.
Okay, that's cool. Yep.
Then there's this time we were having a cake competition at school and I forgot to tell mum until the night before.
Oh, no.
So then we made like this Minnie Mouse cake out of like round cakes and decorated it. So that was a fun bonding time with mum. And then there's a time I told Evan that I wanted...
And then?
Yeah.
And then?
Cakes are so important in my life. Then one year for my birthday, I told Evan, I was like, oh, I really would like a donut cake. So then he went out and bought a box of 12 donuts and just stacked them.
And that was your cake?
That was my cake. It was great. Thank you for listening to my cake stories.
I've definitely got one that stands out. My mum. I was, how old was I? Maybe like 7, 8. I don't know. Time flies.
Now, your mum would have had to have made like 6 cakes a year.
Yeah.
And then for your dad, 7. Probably had to make her own too. 8.
You know, I've got 9 siblings, right? Eight siblings.
Well, I thought there were 6 of you.
I'm like, where are you pulling these numbers from?
So I apparently don't listen to my best friend as much as I should.
Oh, don't even start that. So 11 cakes a year, really.
Wow.
And a lot of cakes.
That's a lot of cake.
Yeah, so she made this one. And look, I wouldn't say her cakes were amazing.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I'm a truthful man. They weren't amazing, but they were good.
Yep.
And she always put in a lot of effort. And there was one that stands out to me. It was amazing. I wanted a... kind of like a sea-themed one.
Oh, yeah.
And so basically, it was a round cake, 2 of them, quite high, and then she cut out the middle, and then she filled it with blue jelly, and then she put all these little ships on top.
That's so cool.
Looked really cool, but obviously when you cut it, the jelly just goes bleh, bleh.
That's so cool,
so it goes
though.
Everywhere. But yeah, very cool. I can picture it right now.
Yeah, that
was brilliant.
That would have looked awesome.
So cool. So that was my most memorable cake.
Oh, I love that. I'm wondering about my kids. So what I've tended to do now, instead of baking the cake, we will get a cake and then I will just decorate it.
Oh, you don't do it from scratch.
Sometimes I do. It depends how busy I am.
I think that's the key.
Mm.
Like going forward, why would I go through the hassle of, you know, baking this cake, making it rise? No, just ice another one.
Bronwyn's giving us a call. Bronwyn, what's your most memorable cake?
Okay, so setting the scene... it was my 50th birthday, and we were going away for the long weekend just afterwards. And we had a family, which is 5 children plus partners and husbands and wives coming for dinner, and my husband bought half a cheesecake.
Oh!
It was the moment. The half a cheesecake, his thinking was, oh, we're on a bit of a diet, we're not eating a lot, and we're going away tomorrow, so we don't want to waste it. So, yeah. Needless to say, when my birthday came 10 years later, I had this most magnificent cake to make up for it. But yeah, that was my most memorable cake, and we still enjoy the story.
So each got a teaspoonful. Was it delicious, though? The little bit that you had, was it amazing?
I'd have to say yes. Yeah.
I love that.
Biggest fail ever.
I love that it was memorable for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. Bronwyn, thank you so much for the call. The slithers would just be so small.
Oh, you can still... I still can't believe it. It just feel like it's typical, like, husband thinking. Like, oh, yeah, nah, we're not eating as much. I know there's a lot of people, but we are going away tomorrow. I don't want to have to deal with the...
You're smart man.
...leftover cake. Just get a half one, it's fine.
Smart man.
At least
well
there
done.
Won't be any leftover.
Well done, Douglas. Bronwyn just gave us a call, and she told us about the story that there was a lot of them. They had half a cake that they had to share.
For, like, 40 people.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Not a good time. It reminds me of a time. And, look, my childhood was amazing, Beck.
But you and remember, your 20 siblings.
Well, we jump in from 6 to 20.
You know. Somewhere there.
There is 9.
Okay, 9. Best friend, I'm sorry.
I came home and we're not the richest, right? And Mum used to make us share everything.
Yeah.
And I remember coming home.
Between 9 ways?
Yep. Well, actually, there was only ever about 5 people in the household because the older ones grew up and got out of the house.
Yeah, gotcha.
But anyway, I remember coming home one day and my sister looked at me and she goes, "Do you want some?" And I looked at her and I was like, no, it's fine. She had a lolly. Like just a little twisty lolly.
Yeah.
The size of your thumb. And she was cutting that into 5 pieces.
Oh.
To share with the rest of our siblings.
Surely there had to be some point where you'd be like, you know what? That's yours.
My heart broke. I was just like, oh no. This family's pathetic. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.